This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Jo Warwick. Allowing love to be fully present in your life. Hey, so today we are going to do a little exercise to help you bring love fully present in your life. Up until now, you've been working on opening up, letting go, softening and allowing love in your life. But we need to check in. Because I have a feeling that you're not completely allowing love into your life. So maybe there's a bit of a stop-start, a kind of feeling of being open and closed, or kind of only halfway there. So just take a moment, and I want you to just imagine if you were going to give me a percentage, just to kind of close your eyes for a second, get in contact with your sort of inner self. You've been practicing this a lot. And the first number that comes to mind when you think about how much love is present within you and within your life. So just take a second. Now, you may have found it's around 60%, 70%, 50%. Sometimes it feels like a 70%, sometimes it feels like it's a 40%. But I have a feeling by now you're pretty solid around the central half of having love in your life. And most of the time, some of our peaks, you might even be having more than that. You may be around 70%, but we want to get to 100%, where there is no inconsistency in your life whatsoever. One of the biggest effects of your childhood and what creates all these blocks is inconsistency and the fear that love comes and goes. Love is taken away from you when you allow yourself to open up to love, or love hurts you. So all these messages that are related to your parents and your family and your upbringing, childhood, early experiences, feeling like love came and went. It was only there if you were a really, really good girl. And it was inconsistent. So we're going to have a look at this and get this cleared so that you can start to have love truly in your life and take it to a whole new level of trust and embracing love at its full force. And that means true passion in your life, so that it can energize every aspect of your life, so that you're driven with love, not sort of sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, you know, it comes and goes. Let's be clear, okay? Number one fact, love never leaves you. The source love never ever leaves you. It's constant. It wants to give you everything. Everything you need and want, because every want that you have is actually a divine desire. Yeah, that desire you feel is the source communicating. Your soul is attached to that source, communicating to you to say what's missing in my life and what I need more of. And then you feel desire. So the universe has communicated to you, or source has communicated to you, and then you express that desire and take action on it. That's what's supposed to happen. So when we've had, you know, guilt around desires and we're blocking it and we're having fears, all these things that we've been approaching, we kind of stop the communication from the source, and then we believe that God, source, universe, you know, love, however you want to define it, leaves us. But it's not that way around. That's not reality. The truth is, source love, universal love, wants to send you everything all the time. Fact. Okay? It loves you. Truly and utterly loves you. Wants to send all this loving light and energy to you in its full force to you all the time. But we have a tendency to create blocks, and the past gets in the way, and our soul wants us to, you know, bring the crap to the forefront so that we can clear it, which is what you've been doing in this course. So there's the odd little bits that are coming up, and today we're going to look at what's getting in the way of you having a fully open source connection, so that love is completely abundant in all aspects of your life, sprouting from you as the fountain of your love, and so that you can really embrace that energy. So what I want you to do is, I want to make sure that you're sitting comfortably, you're not driving or anything. This is, you know, as I've said, we don't do this while we're kind of driving. I need you to be sitting comfortably and closing your eyes. And I want you to remember what it was doing the source sunbathing meditation. Remember that big sofa sitting in the park, or also when you recently did the meditation where you get in touch with that sort of happy gateway in your inside of yourself. So you might have been at the beach, whichever way you want to be, but I want you to imagine you're sitting on this big golden sort of squishy sofa, okay, and you're outdoors, whether that's on the beach or in the park. You're in a spacious light area and you're sitting on a big kind of golden light. It's, you know, almost made of it's just light, really, made of light. But I want you to imagine it as the feeling of squishing into that big, big, comfy sofa so that you're completely held. There's a firmness to it in the fact that you're held, but a squishy comfortness of knowing it's absolutely safe and right. And I want you to remember again that sunlight just beating down on you, the warmth in your skin, the light on your body, feeling completely safe and comfortable and completely open to allowing that source light to just surround you, seep into your skin and really calm you, knowing that you're held behind by source and feeling source coming into you. And just completely clearing your mind and allowing that feeling of comfort within the light. You might see the light, feel the light, sense the light. You're completely absorbed in the light. Just take a breath. Nice deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Just letting it all go. Letting everything soften. So now I'm going to ask your soul to come forward and show you the truth of a door, okay? The door to the source that you have been either opening and shutting, or it's been swinging about, or it's open a bit. It's a big door. So I just want your soul to show you, in your imagination, it will just appear as a vision of a door. And you can see that door. Have a feeling of the door, and it might be big, it might be small, it might be huge, it might just, you can see it. However it is, whatever it looks like, to see your door. And now notice, is your door open? Is it half open? Is it quarter open? Is it fully open? Is it swinging? Notice your door. There is no right or wrong. This is just your soul communicating and saying, what's getting in the way? What's the truth? What do we need to do so that we can get it fully open? Now, I want you to imagine completely opening this door up, opening up and putting a doorstop in the way, okay, so that the door can't swing. It's just going to be completely and utterly open. And I want you to see, sense or feel what's in front of you now that the door is wide and open. You can see the source in front of you and allow yourself to truly feel all that loving light, all that love saying yes from the universe, come in, I want you. To allow that loving light to shine at you, and I want you to stand truly in the way of that love and light coming at you, the full source force, the force of the whole of the source. May the force be with you and all that. And just notice what feelings come up, allowing yourself to be truly in the presence of the source. The complete flow of the source. Has the doorway got bigger? Is there more space? Does it feel powerful? Can you feel its presence? Strength of it? Have you got any fears that are bubbling up to the surface? Perhaps you might be feeling a fear of being overwhelmed by the force of the love that being sent at you. So take a deep breath and you're going to surrender all of those fears to love and miracles. And allow yourself to stand tall and open, chest forward. In your imagination, you're truly opening yourself up. I want you to repeat again, I surrender all of my fears to love and miracles. Okay. Now there's a feeling that perhaps that you want it, but you're scared of having it, and can you trust it's going to stay there? So now, I want you to say to the source, I want you to see it, truly seeing it, being in the present of it, I want you to say, I want you to love me. Okay, repeating that, I want you to love me. So now say it again in your head, say it out loud, I want you to love me. And I want you to feel what that feels like. To be standing fully open, fully open to love, and saying what you truly want. I want you to love me. I want the source to love me. Completely and abundantly. Which is the only way that the source can love you. Completely and abundantly. How it might feel to be able to say, oh, I want. But in truth, the source communicated to you through your soul what you absolutely need to be happy, to be vibrant, to be healthy, to truly be in joy, and to truly feel loved in this life. It communicated to what you need, and what you need is to be loved. So you're communicating your desire that was source given, you're expressing it and saying, this is what I know is the truth. The truth is, I want you to love me. Okay? And so you're communicating back to the source that you're open and willing to be loved. So you're accepting the gift of love that the source wants to give you. Okay. And now you're going to say, I let you love me. All right, you're just going to take that statement to the next level and just say, I let you love me. So you're fully softening and allowing that to seep into your body. I let you love me. Putting down all defenses, all fears, all worries. Just taking those breaths of, I let you love me. You said what you want, and truly receiving the source gift of love to you in its full force. Notice how that feels in your body. Notice what has happened to maybe some tension, some blocks. Just enjoy that feeling. Now I want you to be aware that there may be one more fear that's lingering around of having that loving energy being taken from you. That source is either going to come and bring into you and then take everything away at a loss, or it's coming to take energy from you. Alright? These fears are wrapped up with your parents and that actually you were the light giver to your mum or dad or grandparents or, you know, elders. You were the one who was giving light and love, not out of choice, but because they came and took it from you. They were sucking energy off you because you were a little light being as you were born, full of energy, and they just kind of suck off you, and they didn't know how to kind of expand, and you didn't know how to protect yourself, and also you were an infinite loving being who wanted to love your family, but of course eventually they sucked so much that you started to get defensive and afraid because it wasn't about you. You become like someone they sort of feed off, like the sort of leeches. Now, it's not to say they were being mean, but they were in a place of lacking of love themselves, and that was the role that you played. We've explored this on lots of forms, but this fear You're projecting onto the source. Okay? So again, notice maybe that coming up. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And repeat, I let you love me. And I surrender all my fears to love and miracles. I let you love me, and I surrender all my fears to love and miracles. You are a creation of the source, and your parents brought you into physical being, but you are a creation of the source. Therefore, the source feeds you. Okay, you don't need to feed it, doesn't need you to grovel, doesn't need you to beg, doesn't need you to be super, super good, doesn't need you to do anything except the love it wants to bring you. Okay, so you are the creation of the source, and then you are supposed to fill up with all that love that it wants to give you, that the source is giving you. You are source. Made up of source, you know, every molecule and cell of your body is full of light and energy and love. And then it's your job to radiate that source energy that you're connected to out into the world, vibrantly and abundantly, because you are an abundant source of loving energy, because you're fully connected to the source itself. So once more, see yourself fully absorbing and receiving with total trust all that loving energy that the source is giving you, to the point that if it feels right, that the door will blow away, completely explode. So there is no door. That's the point you're getting to. When it feels right, the door will just disappear. There will be no door anymore because you are fully connected, so all you will see is the source light. But just say again, I want you to love me, and I let you love me. I want you to love me, and I let you love me, and I surrender everything to love and miracles. So, take three nice big deep breaths. You're not going to lose anything. You're going to stay connected to the source, but just bringing you more present back to your body. In through your nose, filling totally up, holding and blowing out, starting to become more aware once more of your feet, your knees, your elbows as you breathe in again, becoming more aware of your chest, the chair that you're sitting in, your surroundings, the sound of my voice, fully and aware and present. Take one last deep breath in and bring yourself back into the present in your body, but fully connected to the source. Make sure to drink plenty of water after this exercise. Don't have any alcohol or caffeine for at least 2 hours, and just allow yourself to enjoy this absorbing into your body, and practice this exercise of just absorbing or visualizing the source in that way. But any time throughout your day that you start to feel a sense of disconnection or fear or anxiety or not quite strong enough, or you feel like you want more, you need more, listen to your soul, communicating you to say you've slightly disconnected. So what you want to say is, I let you love me. You might be saying, I need you to help me to let you love me if you're struggling a little, or to own, I want you to love me. So find those words, listen to your body, listen to your soul, listen to the communication, and say it out loud. Own that desire, and then allow yourself to fully receive that love, because that's from that moment that you can step into love everywhere in your life. So stepping forward. So much love to you. Keep practicing, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.